Hello, this is Mull speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. I've just reached Knock Lofty, I'm at the bottom, and it is a cool, crisp morning. I don't know what it's going to turn into, so I've got my gloves and my woolly hat and my sun hat in my backpack. I think I want to spend a little bit of time up here today, this morning. I can't think when I sent you the last podcast from up here. Was it a week ago? Maybe not that long, but it feels a while. And I'm really pleased to be here now again. And I do love it. I do love walking in the cooler weather. And I guess there'll be lots of opportunity for that very soon, because it's 3 weeks today that I depart for a European winter. And really, surprisingly, we haven't had very much warm weather at all yet. Usually by this time of year, we've had some pretty hot days. At the weekend, I had a visit from one of my Hexenschuss friends who flew down from Brisbane, for an overnight trip from Brisbane, to come and watch the play. She had been coming from a very warm place. It was in the high 20s when she left Brisbane, and very, very muggy, and sort of around 20 overnight. And it must have been one of the coldest October weekends I can ever remember. So it barely got above 10 during the day, and it was very cold, a very cold Antarctic wind, and some rain and some hail. It was a bit of a shock to the system. Anyway, it was such fun having her down here just for that whirlwind visit. And it was great to be able to go and see the play again. I thought it would be quite different. I thought the first time I saw it, it was so kind of involved with the idea of, you know, how, it was a kind of emotional reaction the first time to watching ourselves or being represented, but having this capsule of time reflected back. And I thought, oh, this time it would be really interesting to see it as a play, really, and not in that same way. But actually, it was the same. I just was sort of gobsmacked again at how it had been. Today feels like a bit of a turning point. I've just seen some more beautiful flowers. There are lots of tiny little spring flowers around. I've just seen this kind of pale blue and dark blue with lots of yellow stamen. I've got no idea what it is. And when I entered, there were these tiny little yellow flowers too. It feels like a turning point. Partly it's this 3 weeks exactly. And I've just realized that I didn't announce the date or the number. I just started off with this podcast with "Here I Am." But it is the 29th of October 2018, and this is the 900th Mole Out Loud podcast. And I was just thinking that was one of the things that felt like a turning point, that actually I hadn't articulated it. So 900 podcasts and 3 weeks to go. And nearly 90 days to be away. And so my mind has turned to the nuts and bolts of going away. I still have 2 days. I still have today mainly looking at finishing up the course. Oh, hello, little blackbird. It's a tiny little blackbird here. I think very young, far too bold, and just looking at me and pecking in the ground. It doesn't seem at all bothered that I'm here or talking. But it's about half the size of most blackbirds. I was talking to my brother last night. We haven't spoken for quite a long time, but we were kind of working out times of arrival and things like that. And we were remembering my dad, who used to take immense joy in small things. You'd see him looking at a blackbird or listening to something, and just with tears streaming down his face, tears of not joy or grief, but of wonder, of awe of our surroundings. And yes, it could be the tiniest thing that would happen, and you could just, even if he didn't have tears pouring down his face, you could tell those moments. And somehow having been witness to those moments, has now, at this stage of my life, sort of alerts me to these things in a way that my busier, earlier life didn't quite appreciate. So I'm sort of recognizing it more in hindsight. I do have a photograph of my father at just one of those moments, quite late in his life. And it's very, very moving. I think the little blackbird is being called home. But it's too curious, it's actually following me. This could be a very, very long walk. I'm barely up the first bit of hill. Which way shall I go? I think I'll go along the flatter path. I've got a walk lined up with a friend on Friday morning, and that'll be an energetic one. She's a much better walker than me, and we'll probably go round that other way that does the circumference of the hill. Actually, it's good to be doing a bit of a longer walk today. Or I might feel as if I'm sort of unequal to the longer one. One of the things that's a turning point at the moment is how I work, or you know, how I organise my work for the rest of the year, maybe beyond that, but particularly how I organise what I plan to take with me and have a good plan about how to work with what I've got. I work quite a lot with notebooks, and of course they're heavy beings, and I do like referring back to them, so I need to, I need to have a really clear idea about what I want to do so that I can maybe photograph or scan the relevant pages rather than take the whole thing with me, or things. And the same goes for book references too. Unfortunately, the course, although it's been really great in many respects, has not really helped me resolve the difficulty I was having. And I think the best advice really so far has been to suggest I, you know, go back to a whiteboard to work things out. But a whiteboard is probably the hardest thing to transport, so I need to find some other way that I can get an overview again. And I don't think what I had hoped was that I'd be able to get that overview before I left. I think now my priority has to be practical about organising where I'm going to be, when flights and trains and that sort of thing, and then I'll need to sort out and packing, just all the things that really really have to be done, and then see what time I've got left. In terms of actually working on the book in this time between now and leaving, working on it rather than planning from it. I think one of the things that I am going to do is what the other course was was unfolding, which was the other course being the storytelling course, the graphic storytelling course, which allows for a story to be built up from kind of random stories, random images and ideas, and then drawing them together, which is not quite what I want to do, but if I can do something similar with the scenes that I've written, it allows you to sort of telescope in and out, to focus in and out of what you're doing. So you take panels away and then you put them all together again in a different way and just see what storylines work best and what become the main storylines rather than the subsets. And so, yes, a similar method, but not with random things, but with actually focusing on what I have, what the strengths are of the story. So even though I haven't been able to keep up with that course while it's been happening, I feel that I've still got a lot to get out of it. It's very peaceful up here. I've got some crazy idea that on Monday in 3 weeks' time, I will come up here early and have a lovely walk before my horrendous flight. Well, not, I mean, I hope it's not horrendous, but incredibly long flight. That very, very long time of sitting for, 17, 20 something hours. I'm near the intersection that takes me up to the summit and the path that takes me to the area that is fenced off over the quarry that has such a panoramic view. And what I've decided to do is head for there and sit and ponder for a bit and take my jumper off, put my sun hat on, and then return to the intersection and then go up onto the summit when I've done that. It's so quiet up here. I haven't met any walkers. And as I was saying, I have this image of coming up here to walk on the day that I leave. So maybe I just need to really embed that in my mind, that I need to be fixfetic and ready to go on Sunday night. It reminds me of other times I've left when that really wouldn't have been possible. I think it was, I don't know when it was. think I was doing a last watering of the flowers, and I'd filled the can from the bath tap, and the bath tap wouldn't turn off, and so it just kept pouring and pouring, and I didn't really know what day the house sitter was going to come, so it wasn't something that I could leave. So there was a bit of a last minute emergency that happened that time, but there's no reason why anything like that should happen again. So I shall embed it and as an idea to come up here and have a good walk before I head off. I think when I have been, or as I have been immersed in the course, and often when I get immersed in doing something like that, I forget to live in the present in other ways. I don't really take much effort with other things. Anything I do is really fuel towards that one task. And so today it feels like just being here in the present again. Gaining a stillness, getting a sense of not time standing still, but time just really slowing down. Instead of appearing to be running out. Just last time I came up here, I took the wrong turn off, and so I did make myself a mental note of what it looked like. There's a football path off to the left, just ahead of me, and it's got this massive pile of stones next to it and a marker, you know, and I have to remember that that is not the one, and actually it's the one after that that is barely marked. When I look at it, the track itself, the track that goes off, it isn't marked, but there's a sign showing where the path I'm on leads in two different directions, but it looks like a marker for the path. I'm just looking at a lovely wigwam kind of structure off to my left that somebody has made. I don't think that was here last time. I just saw my first walker. He's walking barefoot. I'm wearing woolly socks and walking boots. He must have tougher soles of his feet than I do. But I think once you'd accustomed your feet to walking barefoot, it would be really nice to feel the irregularities under your feet, to feel the earth, the pebbles, the grass. And found this track. I'm hoping it's the one that I meant, and I guess what happens, what I need to discover now is whether the gate in the fence is still unlocked. No, I can't get through. So I just have to look at it through the fence. Oh, actually someone's cut a hole in the fence, so I can get through. There. I do kind of feel for the people who are trying to keep it safe and keep finding people who've made their way through. It would be a place maybe that people would be feel tempted to jump off. But it is lovely seeing this view as a whole, not through chicken wire. Which is not, it's not chicken wire, it's more like cyclone fencing. Last time I came here, I think Mount Wellington was completely under cloud. Actually, it is just as I turned my back on it, and a cloud has just descended over the top of it. It is such a beautiful day. Lots of pretty happy birds around too. I can hear a truck leaving the quarry. Beautiful cool breeze. Now that I've got here, I feel slightly less inclined to take my jumper off. I'm amazed at how far I can see from here. I'm just trying to think how far out it is that I'm looking up the Derwent. The Derwent estuary sort of becomes the river quite near Hobart City, and so it's the river that I'm looking at now going north. And I can see the Derwent Entertainment Centre, which is a fair way out of town. And that's, well, it's not in the foreground, but it is much more foregrounded than anything else. And I'm just wondering where Mona is, the Museum of old and modern art. I think that's interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to work out the contours. I can't quite see it, but what I can see now is the Mona ferry that goes from Hobart to Mona, the gallery. And so if I watch where the ferry goes, I will know where it is. I think what's confusing me a bit is that where it is obscured by a quite long piece of land that goes into the river that's immediately behind it and that has Cadbury's chocolate factory on it. Yeah, it's certainly heading for somewhere that is in front of that. It's such a clear day. I can see well beyond that. I think I can probably see Bridgewater, which is I don't know even that I'd call it a suburb, because it's so far out, and beyond it you really get onto the Midlands Highway, and then you go through the hills that I can see in the background, and the route to Launceston. Ferry is honing in. It's funny because this museum is on a sort of frying pan shaped isthmus. No, not an isthmus. What is it called? Well, it's like an island with a frying pan that attaches it to the land, whatever this is. And actually, it's almost invisible as something that stretches out into the water. But that's definitely where it's heading, this ferry. It's slowing down. I know that I had planned to go out to Mona before I went away, because they often have really great exhibitions on, but there's a really great one on at the moment. And it might be a bit much to expect. So I'll just vicariously enjoy what the people on the ferry are about to experience. You get to this landing stage, and then you're faced by this wide flight of steps, a lot of steps. I don't know quite how many there are. What would be a wild guess? Maybe 80 steps. And so you're going up a kind of rock face, and you come into the entrance. So the ground floor entrance is the top of the building, and the rest of the gallery space is hewn into rock on three main levels, but also a few in-between levels as well. It really is the most fantastic piece of architecture. Anyway, the ferry has docked. So now I know exactly where it is. I could stay up here all day, but I think I'm going to go up to the summit and then go down the other side and go home and have some breakfast. I've got Qigong this afternoon, and it'll be a lovely day to cycle into town. So I'm going to say goodbye to you now. Goodbye from this 900th podcast. I do hope that you had a good weekend, and that you have a great day today, engaging in some way with the outdoor world, in some way in the present, being in the present and just feeling what's around you with all your senses. And I hope that you are able to spend some time with your most important thing. Thank you very much for listening today, as always. And I realize that there are people out there, there are some of you who have been listening to these podcasts 900 times. And gosh, I admire your stamina. And thank you so much for being with me all that time. And thank you very much to those of you who have joined me at some point along the way. Bye for now, and I will talk to you again soon.